Chapter 1. Jordan Callahan strode down Market Street in San Francisco, California, his gait quick and confident. Rain soaked through his trench coat and splashing up into his shoes, making his socks squish between his toes. He should have opted for rain boots instead of his leather loafers, but there would be no turning back now. The cloudy nighttime skies, the thick curtain of rain, and the sea of umbrellas made it difficult to study the faces of everyone who passed him. Out of the corner of his eye, he looked for signs of people holding an interest in him, someone who stared a second too long, or a person he'd previously seen since arriving in San Francisco 4 days ago. As usual, people seemed fairly self-absorbed as they weaved in and out of the crowd with their gazes trained on the sidewalk in front of them or down at their phones. Glancing over his shoulder, he didn't see anything off on this Friday night. Just people rushing home or to their next stop at the bar, everyone just hoping they arrived with somewhat dry feet as they tried to avoid the puddles now forming on the sidewalk. Confident that no one tailed him, he pulled his trench coat around himself tighter as a chill ran down his spine, the fabric over the shoulders now completely soaked through despite the umbrella he carried. After a week of surveillance on his target, as well as studying the file he'd been assigned, not to mention the damn drizzle of the constant rain, he now felt ready to pull the trigger and get the hell out of this city. Usually the weather didn't bother him much, but he'd almost become waterlogged and sat on the verge of growing webbed feet. He pushed open the door to the Imada Plaza Hotel, an establishment with a nice name but maybe rated a 2-star. Filled with drug addicts and prostitutes, it was a place where everyone minded their own business and expected their neighbors to do the same. It would be a good place for a hit. Once in the lobby, he walked past the front desk as if he belonged there, ignoring the clerk who talked on a cell phone. She disregarded him right back. Taking the worn, green-carpeted stairs to the first floor, he slipped off his trench coat and dropped it and his umbrella in front of room 145. Through his surveillance, he made an effort to find out who regularly stayed at the hotel, and a man and his young son occupied this room. He had seen him on more than one occasion, and the guy never had on any type of jacket and always seemed wet, his body in a constant state of trembling as he looked for work in a city he could never afford. He'd also overheard a conversation between the father and the boy about how they may need to move out of the hotel, as the man found it hard to afford the weekly rate. Jordan may be here to kill someone, but he wasn't a total monster. The father could use a coat, and he no longer had a need for his. On the second floor, he scanned the hallway while keeping his head down. The moans of some of the patrons visiting their whores reached his ears as he passed. He'd disabled the security camera on this floor 2 days ago, and as he studied the wires hanging freely from it, it didn't surprise him no one had bothered to fix it. It probably never worked anyway. As he approached room 256, the last door on the left before the turn leading to another hallway, he slowed his gait. Glancing behind him, he noted the empty corridor, something that could change at any time, which concerned him. Usually he preferred to take out his targets in a more secluded place, but the city of San Francisco and his Mark's habits didn't allow for it. Leaning in, he placed his ear to the panel. Soft groans rumbled, which meant he'd arrived right on time. Major Thomas Jones may be a lot of things, but late couldn't be counted as one of them. On Mondays and Thursdays, he met with 2 prostitutes, a male and female who called themselves Drake and Rihanna, even though they were as white as the driven snow. From what he heard through the door and had read in the file, they partook in a nice little 3-way during their hour-long session. The sounds now indicated they were balls deep in their bi-weekly fun. Stepping back, he took a deep breath, looked up and down the hallway one more time, then jammed his shoulder against the door. It opened without a problem, and he strode into the room as he removed the gun from the back of his jeans.